I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, LeBron is bugging. He tripping.
Wow.
So I get the alert today from Bleacher Report, right? LeBron congratulates himself.
Yeah.
On this 30,000 point feat before.
Before he's currently 7-point shy. Yo, upset accomplishment.
I got the alert. I'm like, yo, LeBron a real one for this.
I was like, I don't know how to defend this one.
The thing, I mean, obviously he's gonna. We hope he's gonna score 7 points tonight. So for those who don't know, we're recording this Tuesday night. So by the time this comes out, it's old already.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Tuesday night. Playing the Spurs tonight. So
congrats,
more than likely,
LeBron.
Congrats. You know,
yeah.
Tell you congrats beforehand as well. But it was just funny that he was so in depth with it too.
Yeah.
When you were younger, you never expected this to happen. In the third person.
Oh yeah, I read it.
I was like, have you read this?
He said, let me be the first to thank you.
Oh my God. So he's like, he put a picture of his younger self and it's like, let me be the first to thank you.
Yeah, it's on his Instagram.
Yeah, you should definitely check that out. Let me be the first to thank you. This is something that you probably never thought you would have accomplished. You are now in a house with only six other people.
Currently
six other people. Currently, because he's gonna be the seventh person to score 30,000 points over his career.
Oh,
but he hasn't done it yet. But yo, Twitter was roasting the shit out of him today,
like as if he wasn't projected to be in the NBA he was 10.
He just congratulated himself. It was a big thing though. But it was like a really in depth congratulatory message. From the third person before he even accomplished it.
Is that cool? Is that like.
It's cool in LeBron's world.
It's cool, yeah.
It's cool.
Because he's that good.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's just funny that.
It is.
It's just like, it caught me off guard that he would do something like that.
Especially before it. But yeah, it's something that what he said? A house that only five people were in before?
Six.
Six, including himself?
He's seven. He's gonna be seven.
Seven people on the planet.
Ever an NBA ever have reached this plateau, so it's a great feat.
Yeah, but
I know, but it was just funny to me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start congratulating myself before shit happens too.
I'm gonna spin this one.
You want nobody steal his? I mean, they probably still gonna lose tonight by 15.
Yeah, Kawhi out. I think no Ginobili. No, they still gonna.
They still playing well though.
They still gonna lose.
Yeah, they still gonna lose. They'll find a way. DeJounte Murray might go off for 25 tonight.
Oh,
just because they're playing the Cavs.
No question. Who going to stop him? Thomas? Calderon?
Even before the hip, he was a defensive liability. The hip just got him moving slower.
Mm-mm-mm. I feel bad for them.
But some great things. Well, a great thing happened this weekend.
Speak on it.
Nah, you boy. This is your time to shine. Y'all already know. This is y'all time to shine. Got a lot of fire emojis sent my way from all over.
Wait, our time? Oh, scary hours?
Mm. Oh, my God.
Man, I'm going to just describe my time when I heard about it.
Please.
Did I send it to you?
Yeah.
So I was out in White Plains, like a different county.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my boy just got pizza. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I haven't heard any of the songs yet. So he took me home and we was in the car, so he puts the radio on and all of a sudden the violins start going on. I was like, inclination in my heart told me to stay in the car. So I said, you mind if we put this up and chill for a bit? Best idea I've ever had. It was so nice to just hear him speak to me on what's going on in his life. Mm. It was nice. God's plan.
You know, when I first heard God's plan, I was like, all right, this is cool. This is cool. This is cool. Because he's not really saying anything on it. But after about the, I'm on about my 50th listen now.
Good man.
After about my 50th listen, I'm like, yo, if he would have dropped this, if he'd wait like two more months to drop that, that'd have been a hit this summer.
Yeah.
It might still be a hit this summer, but I was just thinking like, yo, if he'd have dropped that shit like March, right when the weather was turning over, people would have went nuts. People going nuts now, obviously. The song is fucking amazing. But also, I just think it fits more of a warmer weather.
Well, you're going to hear it on my stereo.
You're going to hear it in April.
Oh, yeah. All spring and summer 18.
Yeah, it does. It puts me in a good place. Like, I keep seeing like vivid images in my head of what I'm going to be doing this summer.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's like the soundtrack playing in the background. It's just that song. I'm like, yeah, I'll be doing this. And I just hear God's plan playing in the background.
It's so good. Yeah, I'm like you. When he drops songs like this, initially the more introspective, like rapping ones, I gravitate to first. But then over time, like over the course of the weekend, we saw a couple friends and they kept mentioning God's plan. And the more I listened to it, to now today, and like, oh my God, this is the one.
Because when I first heard them, I was like really gravitating more towards Diplomatic Community.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, he going in on this track. Yeah. He going in. And then now, like, over time, I'm like, all right, cool. God's plan. Got me dropping my shoulders and shit.
Like, it's the summer. It's mad funny. It's true. I like that song, too, because it's kind of like he's, like, kind of going back, like, saying there's a lot of things that, you know, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be the person that I am. Or even, like, I only love my bed and my mom.
I'm sorry.
Like, that is, like, everyone is singing that this weekend. They're getting in trouble. Like,
oh, yeah.
Relationships.
Drake
might
songs
be ending.
Keep, like, 100 IG captions. You know this.
Like, today, one of my boys, we was on the roof because it stopped raining. So there was, like, sunny outside and he took a picture and automatic, he's like, yo, I got a caption. God's plan. I was like, yo, here we go. Here we go.
I'm not even going to tell you how many statistics over opinions I've seen this weekend as captions. At least just all up and down my timeline. I'm like, I've never seen so many. I was like, damn, all right, cool. This is everyone's caption this week.
Oh, my goodness.
And no, it's like varying photos, too. You got the cool photo where they ain't looking at the camera with their head down. You got that one. You got the one where they smiling with their boys. Everything is statistical over opinions. I'm like, all right, cool. There's obviously no
rhyme or reason.
No rhyme or reason to this caption, but it's just popping right now.
Yeah, live.
But it definitely was a good sign for things to come, though. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, shit. Drake about to drop something.
Between
that's about
these
to be a
two
save.
And his verse on Family Feud, I'm very. You need y'all on Instagram. We back in the studio.
Got me looking forward to the summer. I ain't gonna lie. I heard, I was like, yo, damn, this summer about to be lit.
Set the tone. You said it. Set the tone, Aubrey.
And then today was like, what, 58 degrees up here?
I know. Nice. I was like, God. Lucky as
a God's plan.
Do you look at the weather, though? Like, the next 10 days is going to drop to, like, 30 for a couple of days, and it's going to go back up to 45, and then, like, next Friday is going to be 50-something again. I was like, yo, I hope this weather break early this year. Let it break. You're going to see some rooftop moves losing our damn minds in February.
What?
That's going to be funny.
Got that 3-day weekend coming up in February.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, which one?
President's Day.
You get that off?
No. Mm. I don't get holidays off.
Damn.
Alright, cool.
Nah, it'd be alright.
I be counting my holidays. I got countdowns until the next holiday. President's Day. Looking forward to you.
Looking forward to you.
Let me put a brunch on the calendar.
Or we gotta stick it on there. Tentatively. Just okay. Pencil it in.
I think what's cool, too, is a lot of people, like, I saw some artists playing the song over the weekend, too. Like, just really listen to it and vibing it out. God's plan, not
can't deny
Diplomatic, though.
Look, there was a notion that he had fallen off that he addressed. Let it stop.
Said he was slowing down. Is that what he said?
Yes.
He was slowing down.
Yeah, and then everybody's favorite caption, opinions over statistics.
Opinions over statistics.
Of course.
Fuck them. <'em. laughs> Cause niggas talking like I'm slowing down.
Yeah, oh, yeah, out the gate. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. It was funny though, cause oh no, it was you, Ryan. You sent us a video on Saturday with LeBron James jamming out to God's Plan. Oh. And Kev was like, LeBron Raymond James is gonna have an amazing night.
That's what I should have known then. I should have known then. This season is done. The season's over.
Drake can't even Drake save can't you.
Do, yeah, it's done. It's done. Durag Braun vibing in his car.
I felt like he was going to be locked in that game. I ain't going to lie.
No, his team went out and promptly dropped 125 points and still lost by 20 plus.
That don't make no damn sense.
That is wild.
Kevin Love faked the flu or whatever he was faking.
They going to put hands on Kev.
Supposedly they had a team meeting and like they called him out about it. By him faking sickness.
This is so sad.
I was so tight. He on my fantasy squad. I need all the points I can get.
They need him. Mm-mm-mm. God, I don't know what they do.
Wait, do we have any updates about when... I'm sorry, we jump all over the place. Do we have any updates about when Drake's dropping an album, though?
No. Just
just prayer.
Instagram and photos from the studio.
I'm sure it'll be sometime around the summertime, though.
Oh, before that.
It has to he has to drop it like around March, April is like the latest. Cause April that
when that breeze when I open my window
get a little breeze.
6 o'clock is still sunny.
That's when you got the button that only two buttons.
Oh my goodness!
Button fastened on the rooftop with the breeze blowing.
You said what? That rooftop first day open. Okay,
that's when you gonna start seeing them deep pictures for me with the sun with the sunset in the background.
Or like Carl's pictures
with my head down, not looking at the camera.
Look, I'm a good over man, statistics. But when that warm breeze. Catch me on a rooftop on a Wednesday.
Nah, I can't live like that. Yes, I can.
Yeah,
once
I can.
I can go up there and get some water. I'm more mature now. I can go up there and not go ham. Back in the days, I went up there and went ham, regretted my decisions on Thursday.
You know, we really got to have a day, like a weekend where we all just get fucked up because y'all sound...
we can have it on a weekend.
You think you want that?
Just a weekday.
Yeah.
Weekdays are the struggle.
No, I know.
Yeah, it got to really be worth it.
Hello.
And it's darkness early and cold breeze.
Well, hopefully if the Drake album comes out in time, we'll be sitting somewhere nice and warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
I'm telling you, no, God's Plan, like I promise you, when I listened to it at least 30 times when I first. Now I listened to it once, and then I listened to Diplomatic Community like 10 times. And then I went back to God's Plan to like 30 times straight.
Yeah.
I'm literally sitting on my couch and I'm just like zoning out.
After
and I'm literally just like imagining everything I'm going to do this summer. And like, it's just like the soundtrack playing to my life.
He just floating.
And I'm
over
like, yeah,
it.
I'm
going to
look
just
so
like,
like, I'm acting like a bitch. Like, yeah, I'm going to so fly this summer.
he's planning your whole summer.
My whole summer for me. Like, yeah, you're going to be wearing that, bro. You're going to be out here looking like this.
You get an album of those vibes.
Nah, but that's just this album.
That caliber rapping and those hits.
I ain't gonna lie, I had good feels, good vibes.
Happy to hear it.
I was like, shit, okay.
He's I don't want to link like a broken necklace.
Oh no, he barred that up. I don't want to hear anything about. He barred that up.
This nigga said I got the sauce, and now shorty's claiming that they preco. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, okay.
And when was he? What was 2010? Because I was like, when did you lose your halo?
I guess that's, I don't know.
What album did you have? Nothing was the same, right? No, nothing was the same. No, Take Care was 2011.
Thank Me Later.
Thank Me Later just come out, I guess.
Thank Me Later came out 2009, didn't it?
Yeah.
Cause I think it came out 2010. I know it was our freshman year in college.
Because I was thinking about when, remember when we went to that concert?
Maybe it was after it dropped.
Yeah, he was establishing the game. I guess something happened.
Got that real, real fame. And then he was like, nothing was the same.
Remember when we went to that South Street Seaport thing and the people were going berserk throwing the chairs out? Everyone hated Drake because he wouldn't come out. He lied, remember?
Yeah.
He had to do like a whole MTV special to prove that he wasn't.
Yeah, they shut so many people came. He was going to do a free concert at the South Street Seaport and bring out J. Cole that day. Yeah, there's a rare and
end
a
of
vintage
the summer.
MTV special that he did for them. Huh. That's never going to
You don't remember? They were throwing chairs,
I wasn't,
tables
I
over
I,
the
I remember that image vividly. Chairs being thrown down and being thrown back up.
Yeah.
No, that's
South
what,
Street.
That's why I just listened to Drake. I wasn't really going to his shows.
You made the
like
right
that.
Choice.
Just was listening. Like, oh, okay.
It was interesting the experience, though.
Oh, you were there?
Oh, yeah.
We went. We walked over there.
Mm-hmm.
Blood. It looked like it, you know how
like a July day or something.
Yeah, it was July. Like you see smoke, like gray smoke. You see people running randomly at places. Screams.
Unscathed.
I don't care what no one says. There's no place better than New York City in the summertime.
Mm, speak on it.
None. Oh, God. I'm just thinking, like, there's literally no other place. Like, granted, like, there's L.A., but that shit's nicer and, like, you know.
It's harder to get around.
Like, it's hard. You got to get in a car and shit. But I'm saying it's also nicer, like, Septembers and all that, and Februarys when it's colder everywhere mm-hmm. else. But New York City, something about the, it's just so easily accessible.
That's it. And the weather.
And the weather
is. And you want to be out.
And you want to be outside, and it's just like.
Because there's so many different so pockets.
I was about to say that. So many different neighborhoods. Every neighborhood has a different feel, different vibe. Yeah, we're going to have a good. This is going to be a good mm-hmm. summer. I'm looking yeah. forward to it. Make sure I budget appropriately.
That's a fact.
Fuck up my That's whole
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Well, summer 2018 was nice, wasn't it? Remember when we was doing all that stuff?
Bottle sir, you good?
Imagine? Bottle service. No, it does seem like it's going to be a good summer. Mm-mm. And they doing, I don't know if you guys saw the TDE concert. Mm-mm. They having a championship tour. So everyone from TDE is going to be that. Performing.
That's interesting.
Where?
Look intriguing.
Probably Barclays in Madison.
Mm. I do believe they hit New York.
Yeah, mm. they do. May 29th.
Mm. Oh.
I'm thinking about it.
Is that Memorial Day weekend?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's nice if you tell me in advance. I like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that
like, interesting. As long as I know in advance, I'm fine.
How you guys' weeks been?
Mine was eventful. Very eventful over the weekend.
You care to indulge?
Anything you can share, young man?
It's something I can't share, but
whenever people say they can't share shit, yeah. just like skeptical.
Interesting. Nah, like,
somebody
proceed.
Had fun.
No, I went out Friday. It was my boy's birthday, and it was just me and him. Like, it wasn't even like a bunch of people. I just chilled with my coworker. And then Saturday, a couple of friends met up. Kev was there. And I got some nice pictures on top of the roof. It was like amazing pictures on the roof.
Yeah, that sunset was
looking. That sunset mm-hmm. was bananas. Like, yeah. I had fun that day, but that was the only thing I cared. Honestly, like, I really enjoyed was getting that view. And, like, we were all just up there talking about shit.
Shout out to Ray and his rooftop.
Word. Mm-hmm. Shout out. You were about to have one, too, right?
That's the original rooftop, though.
Ray's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Set the tone.
My business out in these streets like that. These folks, I don't have a rooftop. I don't have a roof.
You're going to tell the people you was moving soon. A Brooklyn night.
That's going to be a minute from now. That's like a month, over a month.
It's all, wait. Oh, okay. My bad.
I'm just signing papers, but I had to plan in advance, you know. Like to know my next move is going to be a month in advance.
A month in advance.
Makes life easier. Mm-hmm. You got to be moving around last minute, stuff like that. But proceed with your story. I apologize.
How was your evening?
I'll go to my story.
Yeah.
It was eventful. You know, actually, I went to see Tanya. Shout out to Tanya. Her show in Brooklyn. Yes. It was really good.
Her app's in the archives. Check it out if you.
Yeah, go ahead with the plug.
My name is Tanya. I've been calling her Tonya all this time. Forgive me.
No, it is. It's Antonia. That's her full name. So you were right. I was actually wrong. That's one of the things she was telling people at the show as well. Hands, stop getting her fucking name wrong.
She's gonna throw hands. Okay. All right, continue.
Nah, but noted. Yeah, she had a great show. She had a good set. And then afterwards, like, it was a DJ. She was bananas. Like, she was just going off of her own vibes, dancing on the stage to her own beats. Like,
DJ?
Yeah, like, dope. She was going off, which was really good. But then I realized that I was in Brooklyn, and I forgot that I live in the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
So it was like 11 o'clock. Mm. I'm like, I could stay. I don't have no problem staying. The vibes are good, but then the problem is getting home.
Happens
so
to the best of us.
I had to make that decision. And I left.
You a bigger man.
I left, yeah. You know, I have my little boy at home, so I couldn't leave him hanging.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Choo Choo.
Shout out to Choo Choo, yeah. He's getting old.
My son wouldn't have seen me.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nope.
Chewy, he's waiting for y'all to come through. Especially Jarrell, because he claimed him and then just never showed back.
Hey.
That's why my son wouldn't have seen me.
Like a real black father.
Like a. You teaching him morals and
word.
I'll leave 20 for some pizza.
When I see you, oh, damn, I love you, son.
And then never come back.
No answer, no calls, no text.
Yo, yeah.
Good night.
But other than that, nah, it was good. Caught up on sleep. That's it, really. How was you guys?
Week has been, I wouldn't say eventful. I mean, I had my CLEs today, which is like continuing legal education, which is like, it's like these classes to make sure that my legal license stays valid and like to stay up and to stay up to date and current on like changes in the law and ethics and things like that. It was the most boring thing I've ever sat through in my life.
Really?
Something like, okay, so the first 3 hours of it was just terrible because it's about ethics. And I'm like, it's just fucking boring. Like, I'm like, all right, I already know. All right, cool. You can't steal money from your client. Cool, I understand that. I got this. I understand this.
Yeah. We're going to find a way.
We're going to find a way. 3 hours of you just nonstop talking and giving me hypotheticals. I'm just sitting there. And, like, my eyes start burning. Like, I'm trying to keep, you know, like, I'm trying to keep my eyes open and, like, I keep moving, but the chair I'm sitting in is creaking. So I keep moving, and it keeps creaking mad loud, and everyone's looking at me, but I'm, like, I'm trying to move so I can stay awake. I'm just, like, and, like, and slouching all over the place, and I keep getting up and going to the bathroom. It was just terrible. But then, like, the last, they had one session that was on accounting, which I thought was kind of cool because I don't know shit about accounting, so, like, I thought that was useful for me to know that. You know, dealing with some finances, like, at my current company. So I was like, all right, that's cool. I should probably know something like this. And it was only an hour. So I was like, all right, cool. You told me just enough for me to know.
To know.
If someone showed me something, I'm like, all right, cool. I understand what's going on. I don't have to master the shit, but I understand what's going on. And then the last 2 hours was about negotiations. It was, like, contract negotiations. And we did, like, basically, like, walkthroughs. They gave us a scenario, and we had to negotiate against each other. So that was kind of fun. It was, like, kind of interactive. So that kept me, you know, energized. Plus, it was the last portion of the day. So, you know, you get that last burst of energy. I was like, all right. I had some grandma's cookies they passed out. I was like, all right. That little bit of sugar kicked me up. I was like, yeah, let's negotiate. And so that was that. I mean, the week besides that hasn't really been anything because I went to work for one day. Then I didn't go to work today. Me and my boobie moving to Brooklyn, you know, in a month.
Kudos.
Or so.
Shout out. Kudos to you.
You know, it was
making really, moves.
It was about time. It was about time we made that move.
The Bronx is losing real ones.
RIP. Nah, it was just time we made. Like, we wanted to be, well, I think it was more so me. And then I kind of like forced her mind to like think like this as well. But I mean, like, eventually she came around to see what I was saying about like us just being in the house all the time and us not being out nor being active. And like, we're young. Like, I'm 26, she's 27. It's like, we should be out, we should be doing more, we should be around people our age who are going to motivate us, inspire us, like other young professionals who are doing things. And we just made that jump. We was like, all right, fuck it, like, let's move to Brooklyn, like, let's do it. And it was just so cool because like so one of her coworkers like sent her this list of all these like cool spots that's in our neighborhood. You know, you gotta try all these places. And I was just like, yo, damn, like where we live now, no one would say that. Like, I mean, granted, where we live is nice, but like it's just quiet. Like, yeah, so there's nothing over there for someone like, oh, you need to go check out this spot, you need to go check out that spot. It's just none of that. So I was like, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it the right way, we're gonna do it big and just fucking commit to it. So we committed and moving. End of the month, so that's how it's gonna happen. So summer 2018 finna be lit.
God's plan.
God's plan.
God's plan.
That's dope. That's already the beginning of 2018.
It's, you know, it's so funny because she kept saying that to me. She's like, "Yo, 2018, we gotta do some big things. And she made some moves personally that, you know, that's her business. I'm not gonna put it on the podcast, but she made some pretty major moves personally for herself. And I personally and professionally. And I was like, shit, like, you making moves. It was like top of the year, making moves. She was on it. And then the apartment came, like, literally, it's coming right after it. So I was like, yo, a lot of moves are happening this year. And I'm like, ah, it's a lot of change, but change for the better. So, you know, hopefully the year keeps, you know, blessing us with great things. And I'm excited about the apartment. Can't wait to have the housewarming. It's going to be a minute after,
it's
going to
be lit.
It's going to be a minute after. It's going to be like, maybe 2 months after. It's gonna be like the latest housewoman ever.
That's fine. It might just be the summer.
It might just be a get together. It ain't gonna be a housewoman. We're gonna live here. It's gonna be a get together.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Together. But nah, it's dope. Nice little spot, rooftop, all the amenities. So I was like, all right.
Got a pool in the crib.
I wish. But nah, it's nice. So we got everything we wanted. So I'm happy.
Nice. Congrats. Nice. Congrats. Kev.
I want to say one thing. Yeah. Kev, you like 15 minutes from me, I think.
Yeah, man.
I believe you like 15 minutes from me. Yeah. I see a lot of debauchery. A lot of stumbling.
Hey,
though.
Man.
Like,
hey.
Oh, Shaq, just go to this bar and walk home?
God bless where y'all
I threw that out into the atmosphere. Just wanted to see if it sticks.
Hey, God's plan.
Yeah, that's about to be the name of the episode.
That's going to be the name of everything that happened this summer.
Without question. God's plan. Yeah, or hit me by the end of the year. God's plan. I just been Friday. My lady and I just had a date night locally. Mm. Just roamed the neighborhood. Because with work and like other activities in the week, it's kind of tough. So I decided to bypass like a work event and just had like an impromptu date night around the neighborhood. Nice. We don't really get around the neighborhood lately, so that was good. Saturday was nice and organic. Went for a run. Was talking with Ryan. Said he was going to our friend Ray's. I'm like, oh, it's close. Just like pop up on Ray's. Asked Ray if I could come by. He's like, cool. Carl's already there. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yo, it was funny. So you live 15 minutes away from Ray?
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
I'm in between. Yeah,
he's in between. So I live a little further away from Ray.
Oh, okay. At least they're all close. So when I come from the Bronx.
Because where you live from me, you live literally like 5 blocks going closer towards Ray. But then you live further down from me. So if I went to Ray, it'd probably be like 5 more minutes more than you going to Ray. Because it'd literally just be me going straight across.
Gotcha.
Rather than me having to go down to get to you on Stuyvesant. Yeah. Mm.
Sorry, yeah, that's good to know then.
Yeah, it's about to be a little tight-knit circle.
Yeah, and that was really fun. Like, Ray has this project, I won't talk too much on it, called Let's Labor, and it was just fun what he was doing, being there for his, being like a creative space. It was dope. Yeah. It was really cool, and like Ryan said, catching up, seeing them views from the rooftop, oof.
I was jealous.
God,
that shit felt like it came together so organically.
It was literally like
I'm gonna be in Brooklyn today. Like, I was like, all right, cool. Then I saw Kev text back like, oh yeah, I'll see if I can stop through. And then an hour or 2 hours later, I see pictures with Carl on the rooftop. And I'm sitting on my couch like, ah, right, oh, summer 2018.
He hit me up on Snap. Like, that's nice.
Yeah, that's what I said, right? I said Brooklyn views. These like somber ass responses. Y'all having fun?
No, right. I said, just picture it.
That's
man.
Cool.
Just over here in my robe on my couch. Yeah, no, that's cool. Y'all have fun.
Let me know how it is. Take pictures for me.
Y'all be safe now.
Like, the view's different in Brooklyn, huh? Just making small talk and shit.
Inside, I was laughing like, damn, yo. I know Jarrell's like, yo. he was.
Oh, man.
It really was organic, though. I don't even know why. I just hit up Ray, like, I'm going to Brooklyn. And now I'm making more trips, efforts to go to Brooklyn, even though it's, like, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I just smoke some weed and fall asleep on the train. And then by the time I wake up, I'm there.
Voila.
So. Shit.
That was fast. But yeah, and then the spot that there was a show was two blocks away, which was super weird. Like, it wasn't even like I had to go far.
Yeah,
but yeah, those were nice. Organic conversations were nice.
Yes,
yeah. We watched LeBron lose.
Oh yeah, said game. And yeah, had a family dinner. Brother was going back to college. And then my girlfriend's friends had her birthday in, like, Greenpoint. So I had a very nice Brooklyn-centric hipster day. Very nice and very fun. And then she really took it easy.
What's Greenpoint?
It's a little past Williamsburg. They got
I know what it is.
Oh, like, a bunch of nice little spots. We went to what is it called? It's like a brewing company. Three's Brewing, it's called. But it's like it owns a space with this restaurant called Ramona. Mm-hmm. Which is, you look it up, it looks nice. Amazing. Yeah. But yeah, her birthday, her friend had like 20 people dance. It's one of those beer over here, you can dance, they clear the tables, they let you dance.
Yeah.
Somebody had hip hop in the venue, so it's a nice, yeah.
It was always good.
Yeah. No, they have a nice, yeah.
We're looking spots at Greenpoint, but then it felt so empty.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is too empty for me. Like, we wanted to be in an area where it was like, all right, this block is quiet, but we can go two blocks over and have fun.
Yeah.
Like, Greenpoint, it just felt, like, way too empty for me. Mm-hmm. But I also don't know shit about it. So I was just, like, going based off what I saw online and, like, walking Google Maps.
Yeah.
But that's dope.
Yeah.
That ain't too far either, you know, get some moves.
Yeah. And Sunday took it easy. Yesterday, I had the privilege of going to WWE Monday Night Raw, 25th anniversary.
Kev got money.
No, my buddy got me tickets. Good man.
He white?
Huh? No, Calvin. What? From college. Yeah.
Who?
Went with him and Katama. I guess you never met him. You know.
I know. Yeah. Tama though. Yeah.
I have to show you a picture. Yeah, man.
I heard Stone Cold was there. Like,
no, he was at the Barclays.
Oh,
they were simulcasted. Yeah, between the Manhattan Center and the Barclays. So they had a couple old school superstars where I was, like the Undertaker, DX, Triple H, Shawn Michaels. DX.
How old did they look?
Old. I have pictures. I'll show you after. Old. Old. And a couple current superstars. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty dope experience. I was actually here around like midnight. Well, downstairs trying to catch a cab because my train was. That was the one thing. And that just speaks to my ownness. Like, all week I was debating. I was like, yo, I'm not going to go because I was only thinking about how late it's going to be when I get out.
Yeah.
That's how I knew how old I was. And he was like, you sure you want to miss this? And I really thought about it. I'm like, it would be a pretty cool experience. So I went, and I'm glad I went. It was a lot of fun.
That's good. How was Container?
He's good. He's good. He teaches, and he was that summer break they get. Well, you got the guaranteed money, and you can work if you want to get a second check.
Summer, you can do summer
but
school.
But you got your guaranteed salary regardless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was telling me his plans for the summer. L.A. moves because he does his own creative stuff. He said he want to get on the pod because he does his own, like, poet showcases and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. He should get on the pod.
Yeah.
He should. So let him know. Yeah. I ran into him mad randomly one morning. He at my old spot in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
He literally lived like down the block from
me. He told me.
Like,
I was like
across the train, and like, he like caught me on the platform. You know, Katama, a little stocky nigga, and like, I got my music in, trying to be peaceful in the morning, and this nigga run up behind me. Yo, Drell. I'm like, oh shit. How you doing, man? Oh shit, what's up, man? Scared the shit out of me. But nah, he should definitely come on the podcast. That'd be a good look.
Yeah.
Raw 25.
Yeah, but
yeah. I remember last night I saw it when I hit you on IG. I was like, damn, Kev at Raw 25, that shit's dope. My girlfriend looked at me and was like, who am I dating? You think this is cool?
Oh yeah, Michael got me. Yeah, my girl clowned me too.
I was like, that shit's super cool. The fuck?
Like, when we were all 10, from 10
that
to
shit
like
was cool,
that was
fun.
Yeah, man.
This like nostalgia. You owed yourself that your younger self to see
of
that.
Of course.
Because you don't get to see that, especially now that they're all old and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
I almost considered getting that network again yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I saw it. I was like,
Don't worry, there'll be a free trial coming up.
I know, but then I saw that $10 a month. I said, I got enough bills. But yeah. Look, I ain't adding nothing else to my plate.
I feel you.
Nothing. Yeah.
Where I'm at, Stars doesn't have Optimum. Optimum doesn't have Stars. There's so I can't watch Power no
There's
more.
Ways around that.
Yeah, we can help you out.
But I'll help you with that.
Thank you. Off mic.
Off wax, though.
Off mic, yeah.
There's ways for
that. Because I was almost going to spend that $8.99.
Whoa!
No, we'll help you. Don't worry.
Thank you. This is why you need good friends.
Yeah, of course. There's good people that are my friends I don't even know out in this world that just bless you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust
the
them.
The least what? We could do is pay it forward. I trust them. I trust them.
I trust y'all.
I'm going to pay it forward. I trust them.
Got a sight for everything. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Can't keep these blessings to myself. Got to pay it forward.
Oh, man. What else happened this week, though?
The All-Star starters were announced.
Yeah. Wait, so quick question. You think they should televise the draft?
Without question.
I don't know why they won't televise it.
That's the best part.
Next year, they're definitely going to televise it, though. There's been way too many complaints about it.
Yeah.
But look, by that time, probably next year, LeBron won't have to choose anymore. By that time, he won't have to choose no more, so he won't care whether it gets televised or not. Right now, it'll be way too much scrutiny on him. And you know he don't like scrutiny. But I know who got picked first, though.
Who?
Whichever team has KD on it picked first. Will also tell me who picked first. If LeBron gets first pick, I don't think he's going to pick KD.
How would you pick? You know, he gets first pick because he had a...
He got first pick.
Most overall vote.
So I don't think he's going to pick KD. I would take KD.
Giannis, DeMar, Kyrie, LeBron, Joel Embiid, East, West, Durant, Curry, Davis, Harden, Cousins. How you think they draft? You're LeBron, you take.
I'll take Durant.
I'm taking the what? I'm definitely That's taking Durant.
If I'm Curry, I'm taking AD.
Mm.
AD or Giannis.
Oh, that's good. Let's do a mock. Let's do a mock.
All right, so.
You have a coin? See who gets first.
If not, it's first of all, what year is this? Hmm? What you want, heads or tails?
Heads.
Siri, heads or tails? I got first pick. I'm going with Durant.
Okay. I'm taking Giannis.
I got AD.
Boogie.
I got Kyrie.
Harden.
Who else is left over? It's only two people left over.
Joel Embiid and DeRozan.
Who do I got on my team? I got Anthony Davis already. DeMar DeRozan.
I take Embiid. So... I had I had Curry, Giannis, Harden, Cousins, and Embiid.
That's actually a dope squad.
Fuck, that's dope. You got LeBron, Durant, Kyrie,
yeah,
DeRozan, and Anthony. Oh my god, that All-Star game. If they compete, it's
I fucked
be
up. I should have took Harden over Kyrie. I didn't realize he was available.
Yeah, they're going to announce the reserves. We could do a mock on that. And
yeah, we'll
compare
do a full
overall.
We'll do a full mock.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, that game.
Next
they just
we'll
compete.
Have a full mock.
I like
they
the
ain't
going to
compete until the end of the third.
I was
Wait, Chris Paul isn't in it?
He ain't a starter. He might make it as a reserve.
A chance he makes as a reserve.
But I just don't see it, though.
Only because of injuries. If he had played, he would have made it with the...
Because you got Westbrook.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
That guard situation.
If they actually ever give Dame Lillard some love, he'll make it, but they won't.
Yeah, he ain't making that.
It's a damn
How
shame.
Come? Isn't he nice?
He is
It's just
nice.
Too much guard. It's too competitive.
It's very guard-heavy in the West.
Curry, Westbrook is coming off the bench.
Yeah, Curry, Westbrook, CP3.
The MVP, the reigning MVP, is going to be a reserve
on
the
be a reserve.
That's how loaded it is out West.
You got James Harden.
Curry.
Klay Thompson.
Klay. You think all four make it?
Yeah.
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 Sadly. Yeah, I think, well, it's also because of their record as well. They got the best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
So they're going to give it to them. Here, take it. Bastards. I hate them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I like seeing the Rockets play because the Rockets are like.
That was nice.
But it's also in the season. You know, in the playoffs. Like, yeah. CP's.
I want this level of excitement around Memorial Day 2018.
We'll see.
Isn't there issues, though, because they're trying to say that they don't want to televise the draft, or they do?
They're not going
to. For the future?
this year they're not going to.
Maybe in the future.
I wish they would. First of all, it'd be like,
that's ratings right there.
Crazy ratings. It's just different. Have a little 30-minute time slot on TNT or something like that. Everyone gonna
show
watch.
Show you little special videos for every player to fill the time. And
show you little special videos.
Yeah. Everybody gonna watch.
I would watch it. That's why I was like, I would want to see that.
Because I want to see you also, and it's also like another insight to the players, because you want to see how LeBron James is thinking. Why he made that decision. Why Steph Curry's making that decision. How they going about this.
Mm-hmm. I hope they speak on it.
Yeah, word.
I think they will. I think LeBron
picked this person because of it. You just see his thought process, like, yeah, I should go with KD because he's going to give me everything. But Giannis is that. I just want to see what they think about everyone.
Cause competition.
Mm-hmm.
Durant said he ain't wanted to do it before the fan results came out. Yeah. Curry was like, sign me up.
Yeah.
I was like,
why wouldn't Kev want to do it?
He don't like all that pressure.
He don't want. Hey. Durant said this Curry team. When he talk about himself, it's like he a role player.
Yeah. He act like he no one.
Like yeah, he's a Klay Thompson.
Acts like he's less than Klay.
Yeah,
he literally talks like he's like the third or fourth option on that team.
Mm-hmm. But he knows damn well he's
the best player on that team.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He don't want to be a leader though. He said that numerous times. He don't want to be considered a leader, so that's why.
Same. He in the same room as LeBron. He said, "I'm not saying I'm better, but I'm saying we in the same room." That's what he said. But he don't want to vote.
Yeah, 1A and 1B.
Yep.
He never said who was 1A, who was 1B. They just in the same room.
Let me get off this. Before I get angry.
Did y'all watch the NFL playoffs at all?
No.
I actually have. Mm-hmm. And this is after a season where I really didn't watch any football.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of football this year. But I did catch the playoffs. It's been good.
How were they?
It's been really good.
I follow Little Duval. He was going off this weekend.
Oh, Brady likes it too.
Yeah, I know. The Jaguars. He was so tight. He was he's like, Tom Brady is a whole hoe. Like, he was a whole hoe. We were bitch ass niggas. He was roasting it.
And Tom Brady liked it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Petty.
I saw one post that they were like, Tom Brady got surgery on his hand so that he can add a 6 finger for his ring.
That was a dope game.
Yeah.
I was watching it with my girlfriend, and she doesn't do sporting, as she says. So that should give you
She doesn't do what?
Sporting. So that could give you like an indication of what sporting. I'm... Yeah.
Meg, come
she
on.
She was like... So we're watching the fourth quarter. You know they're down 10. She's like, oh, he's going to lose. I'm like, oh, you don't know Tom.
I was
like, you should probably... Really, yeah, you don't know Tom.
I like that word, sporting. It's better than like my girl. She'll be like, the... Like, she'll be like, are you still watching the basketball? Are you still watching the football? And it is worse because, like, she says it so much, I start saying that shit. I'm like, y'all cut off the football in 10 minutes. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck did I just say?
I'll cut off the football.
Send the text, babe, I'm watching the football tonight. It's coming on. I'm watching it. I like sporting better. I'm going to implement that one.
The sporting.
Yeah, to make decisions. I'm like, I got to see this Pats game, so.
Yeah, Super Bowl should be lit, though.
I'll read what happens with the Eagles. Had to make it.
Y'all going to Boston Super Bowl weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. That should be
interesting.
Yeah, that shit gonna be lit.
My fuck.
Y'all lucky, and the Patriots made it, so that's gonna be wild that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be careful.
Hope they stay progressive up there.
Word.
Story. Do you guys think is gonna win?
Pats. That same one I said before this. I couldn't tell you who was going to be there with him, but I would have been like the best.
Yeah. These motherfuckers always winning.
Blake Bortles wasn't. He just couldn't make the plays.
Yeah.
Romo was like amping it up. He was like, nobody expects you to win. Make a career, kid. I was like.
Yo, Romo's like the best, though.
He is.
He's really good on the mic.
He really did
announcer.
Set the scene. I was like, damn, this is epic.
No one expecting you to win, kid.
And he didn't.
They didn't.
Amp him up. Put the battery in his back.
Mm-hmm. It's going to make the plays.
Yeah.
Football.
But it was good.
Difficult.
It's been a good playoff.
It's been a really good playoff.
The Steelers-Jaguars game was crazy.
That was a good game.
The Titans-Chiefs, where they came back from like.
That Vikings game was insane.
That was
like,
that was good too.
Yeah.
But you could tell like they were just. They were still excited about that win from last week because they didn't even show up against the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles just ran all over them. 38-7. I was like, this is fucking terrible.
Wasn't it something too about the quarterback? Like this was the first time a rookie. Something about the Vikings quarterback.
They both were backups.
Both
quarterbacks are backups. Case Keenum for the Vikings and Nick Foles for the Eagles. I don't see it happening. I just don't see them. If they beat the Patriots, I'm going to be shocked.
I ain't watching ESPN. I don't need to watch 2 weeks of hype about, here's why the Eagles, you shouldn't doubt the Eagles.
2 weeks of hype is like,
it's just too much.
And the Pro Bowl is just a waste of time.
Absolutely.
That's like a worse version of the All-Star.
It's
like literally.
And that's saying something.
No defense being played. It's just like they just throwing the ball all over the place. It's not even fun to watch.
Yeah.
I never caught those.
Wait for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. My aunt committed too early.
Oh, what happened?
She said she's having a 50th birthday? Some big milestone in her life. And she caught me weeks ago and was like, yeah, it's going to be during Super Bowl Sunday. And I'm at work. And I'm just like, all right, yeah, cool. I'll be there. We'll be there to her birthday party that weekend. Slowly trying to find ways to back out. She texted me this morning. Oh, this is the address. Okay, thank you. Something gonna happen. My big toe gonna get shot off. I just can't be there that night. Mm-hmm. Something's gonna happen. I don't know.
Well, it's God's plan.
God's plan. I gotta like back out of that one. Beep. Gotta get about that one. Love you. I see you on the 5th of February.
That's crazy. But that's it. It's football. It's almost done. Hockey. Cool and ice. Still out here. Don't get me started.
Oh, shit. Anything else happen this week? Mm-mm.
Government's back.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, yay.
Anywho.
Yeah. You know what's funny? People were asking me, what does a government shutdown mean? And I felt, I guess they assumed I would know. I don't fucking know. Like, people literally text me, what does this mean? The fuck? I ain't your local neighborhood lawyer. I don't fucking know. What the fuck is this?
Like, be like, you know, ask that kid down the street. Isn't
I was literally lawyer? Like, people ask me, I was sending back articles. Here you go. This is what this means. I didn't read it, but you read it. I trust Jarrell's
the designated. Your friendly neighborhood lawyer.
Here you go.
Like he's Spider-Man.
Just out here shooting out information. The fuck out of here. I was like, I don't know. What's gonna happen? I don't know. Like, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, you should reference Google.
Yeah, you still going to work? Yep. I'm fine. I don't know.
You don't work for the government?
Nah, I'm straight.
It is true. Man. I didn't know what that meant. Like, the only thing I was worried about was if the post office was going to still deliver mail. That's it.
Did they?
Allegedly. Yeah, we did get mail yesterday.
I check the mail every day. Religiously, like I'm looking for shit.
Yeah, me too.
Ain't number bills have been there. Be open it.
Me too.
Oh,
all right. All I hear is my mom's voice, like, it's nothing but bills in there. You want them? Like when you used to ask your mom for the mailbox key or something. I check the mail
every single day. Like every me too. My girl can go weeks without checking that shit. I'd be like up in that motherfucker, like looking for stuff. Ain't nothing in there. Like nothing.
I'd be wanting shit to be in there. Like
bullshit credit card offers and bills.
Yeah, I don't check.
Give
my girl the mail key.
We got anything else we want to cover this week? I think we hit all the points. Hit all targets.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that Drake.
Yeah, man.
Drizzy. I don't know why. Right.
Hey, man. We've been saying it for years. Where's Cole?
I kept my stock.
You know, it's because the upgrades that was happening in my life. So I feel like, you know, Drake was just speaking to me.
Speaking to you? Yeah, he has a tendency to do that. He has a real tendency.
God's plan. I was in my house like with the prayer hands bouncing up and down. I'm you right.
I had to get the stereo on. I was like, yeah.
You know what? Actually, now that y'all brought, there was one line he's like, so he says, sometimes I have good days, sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the realest thing ever. Cause
that's,
it was like,
that's it. Yeah, it's just so simple. And I was like, damn. What'd
he say? Sometimes not, I vent. Sometimes I don't. He said something along those lines. And I was like, you right. You right. Sometimes I do say some shit I want to say. Sometimes I don't. Period. All right, cool.
You real, Drake.
Real. That's 100. man. Nah, that's all we got this week. Yeah. Stay tuned for more. Thank you for your love, support. Keep sharing the podcast, subscribing, all that good shit. Y'all know already.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.